Before we go on, does anybody else want to say hello?
Hello, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Char, do you find a difference between wearing the bracelets around your neck versus the triphase Bella necklace?
I do. I have been wearing two of the triphase.
Hi, this is Steve.
Nancy, thanks for the candle. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Somebody else say hello.
Hi, this is Steve.
Steve, wow, that's a voice from the past. How are you?
Awesome.
Good.
I love to hear you. Love the 5 minutes of the call I've been on.
Good.
Very helpful.
Just want to say hi? Okay, I just want to give you a couple of updates from the chiropractor I listened to on Saturdays. Fish oil reduces macular degeneration. And when you buy it, make sure you get the pharmaceutical grade, which we all know anyway. This is a good one for those who know people who eat tilapia. Farm-raised tilapia increases inflammation. If you're going to eat tilapia, tell your friends to get the wild tilapia, which is an anti-inflammatory. And you guys are just going to really love this one. Americans, adults, need between 25 and 35 grams of protein a day. We need it for repair. We're not building cells. We only need it for repair. And when other people say that that's not enough, as we, as Americans are brainwashed to believe, 25 to 30 grams a day.
You know what I'd like to say, Nancy, on that one is, and this is Caldwell, back in your territory, Dr. Ethelstein Caldwell at the Cleveland Clinic, of the 5.5 billion people on the planet, 4 billion eat this way, and that's talking about the amount of protein, and they don't die from the diseases we do in this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a trainer, so also tell me how hard it is if the majority of the population of the planet eat that way.
Yeah. Well, but the way he puts it, that, you know, you eat protein to build cells. Adults do not need to build cells anymore. It's strictly for repair. That's really an interesting twist on zoning in on the fact. You know, children need to build cells. Adults do not. Salt disrupts cells, but only 5% increases your blood pressure.
And guess what? The children in these other countries don't eat that much more either.
Really?
And they need to be building healthy cells, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Okay. Green tea extract for the HPV virus. There was an article in the June of 08 OBGYN journal that says green tea extract is improving, or I don't know if it's eradicating, but certainly helping with the HPV virus. That's the one that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, that parents are inoculating their young teenage daughters with the HPV virus vaccine. Give them some green tea extract, guys. Another book that he talked about, The Influences of Illness by a Dr. Warbuck. There's three times more antioxidants in white tea than green tea.
What kind of tea?
White.
White tea?
Uh-huh.
It's white tea.
Yes. If you have a rash, it means you're low in oil, so black currant seed oil or flax oil or fish oil can help with that. And that's basically the big points from his call. I just keep writing the whole hour he's on.
Nancy, what's white tea?
Just look for it where you buy your teas. The grocery stores may or may not have it, but certainly the health food stores will. There's also a black tea. So, you know, it should say on the packaging that it's a white tea versus whatever other. If it doesn't say it, it probably isn't.
White tea in every grocery store in our area under several brands here.
Good. I don't know that it's going to taste that much different than the green.
It has a milder flavor.
Does it? Okay.
It's got a very nice flavor, very smooth flavor.
Uh-huh.
It has a bite.
Good.
Fairly like the green or black tea does.
Mm-hmm. I actually was in a grocery store yesterday, and I was buying some romaine, and I thought, wait, what did Jamie want to know? I found watercress there all the way at the end next to the cilantro, and I pulled off a leaf, and I started to chew it. And it was, first it was mild, but then it was almost like a very, very, very slight radishy, you know, that kind of a tinge to it. And it wasn't something I would buy and put in something. And I don't think it's in the organic mix that I've been buying. But I think it was $1.99 a pound, and you would need an awful lot of that for a pound. Because it was, I'm sure you guys have seen it. It was not what I originally thought it was, but I had certainly seen it somewhere.
Is it a small leaf, Nancy?
Sorry?
Is it a small leaf?
Yes. Okay. Yes, like a little sort of a downwards, attached on a somewhat of a stem, and I would imagine you probably would eat the whole thing. It's thin, the stem, so you would probably eat the whole thing.
But your recipe called for it just raw in a salad, right?
No. Jamie had a recipe, you know, when we were eating dinner the other night. The kids were all here, and he said, "What's watercress?" And I said, "I would ask Paul." He said, "I said why?" He said, "I have a recipe. I think it's a steak recipe." So I knew that it wasn't something. He said, "You're not going to be interested in the recipe, Mom." And I said, "Well, what do you do with it?" And he didn't even remember.
The reason I was saying that is some of those greens that have a real nip to them. In the flavor, once they're cooked, the flavor completely changes.
Right, and I think his recipe probably did call. You could add it to your raw salad. It would not be offensive. It was not real strong. It was an okay taste, but I don't think it's anything I'd go out of my way to find. So, just wanted to get back to you on the water, because I have to call and let him know that this particular grocery store did have it, and he doesn't have to look at a health food store.
Well, I know I had seen it at the regular grocery store, but
yeah.
I don't know what time of the year it was.
That I don't know either. You know, it was all the way at the end, right next to the cilantro. So, and it might just depend on which grocery store you go to. I don't know. I don't go to this one that often because they don't seem to have a lot of what I'm looking for. And, you know, I try to cut my trips. So I didn't think to look for it yesterday, and it was there. And I didn't see a produce guy to even ask if this is a seasonal thing. I don't know.
Most all the restaurants here stick a little sprig of it on the plate, especially the Mexican restaurants.
That may be where I've seen it on it. You know,
garnish. They use it more for garnishes.
Right.
Like this or whatever else. They use it as a little garnish.
Did you ever taste it, Mary Lou?
Yes, I have, and I'm like you. I didn't think there was too much to it one way or the other.
Yeah, initially there's not a whole lot of taste, but as I chewed it.
No, basically it may be, you know.
Yeah, it was just one leaf, so.
Just stick a little one on nearly every plate in the area.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anybody have any questions, concerns, thoughts?
Well, I'm just wondering if there's newer people on here and they'd like to hear some kind of a meal that we put together from somebody else, not me.
That's interesting that you ask, because we're going to the wedding that we've talked about a couple of times this weekend in Wilmington, and a couple that we hooked up with when we were at Marty's reunion a few weeks ago in West Virginia now live in Wilmington. And this is the one that I had brought back both of their daughters are either a vegetarian. One of them is married to a vegan, is how she. And he even asked when he saw my water on the table, you bring your own water? I said, yep. I said, I've been doing it for so long that, you know, it's just routine for me. But we're going to see them on Saturday for lunch. And she said to me, you know, they just came back from a week away. If I were a good hostess, I would, and before she even got it out of her mouth, I said, absolutely not. And she said, well, you're a vegetarian. I said, I don't want you cooking. We will go out. I was dead serious. I really don't want her going to any trouble. But I said to her when we saw them in Charleston, because she mentioned how challenging it is when she has her kids for a meal. I said, I will, you know, give me your email address and I'll send you recipes. I said, yesterday when I talked to her, I said, I will copy some of the restaurants that I have. I've started a notebook. I mentioned the mango ice cream, said I wouldn't be interested in that one. So at least what she's looking for is main course type things. And that polenta with eggplant was very good. That's definitely a winner here. Sure.
Oh, good.
That's one that I will definitely copy for her and take her, you know, some recipes that I have in my file. So.
Nancy?
Yes.
I will cook for you if you stay one more day.
I have to be back for the call Tuesday, Maddie. Poor Maddie is not going to be there this weekend. What's the likelihood of that?
Then I have been pressuring her to stay one more day.
Well, you're not getting back until Tuesday anyway.
Well, I would cook early if you would stay one more day.
Thank you. That's really kind.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't. Does anybody want to share a recipe that they've found helpful and really good.
I can give you one that's really easy if nobody else has one.
Oh, I like much more complicated. You know that. Ha, ha, ha.
This I picked up from Mary Dean. I will get it typed and I will send it down. Just don't hold your breath, so write it down if you've got it. Not that difficult. Okay, it's called curried chickpeas or curried garbanzos, and it was absolutely wonderful. I had it twice yesterday. I couldn't resist. So you take a Walla Walla sweet onion or a white sweet onion and chop it and saute it, okay? One could be a nice, it could be a good sized one. She used then, after you've done that, all the rest of the stuff goes in that pot. She used 2 cans of garbanzos, drained, or chickpeas, whichever one you want to call them. I used them cooked. I cooked my own, and I ended up with about a cup and a half, so about three, four cups. This is not an exact science, especially on this one. Okay, so I doubled the recipe. In other words, excuse me, I didn't double the recipe. 2 cans would be about 3 cups. I just increased the amount. Okay, 1 can, 15-ounce can of tomatoes, or you could use fresh, it doesn't matter. 1/3 cup of Dijon mustard. 2 to 3 tablespoons of honey, and I always score on the low side when I'm at 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. I use the low sodium. And the only tricky one is 1 tablespoon of spicy curry powder. Now, if you don't have spicy curry powder, she says, I use 2 to 3 tablespoons. So watch that one, because that's going to depend on how much heat and spice you like. So start a little low. Mine was spicy, but I served it over brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful. It had a kick to it. I also, last night, I chopped, because I think of curry and I know how I used to always serve my curries, I threw on top of it a very, very small, tiny out of our orchard, so that's why it was tiny, about a 2.5-inch apple chopped up on top of it, and a few golden raisins, which were absolutely wonderful. I didn't need any nuts because I figured I'd had enough fat for the day, but it is great. And just simmer it for a few minutes till the flavors blend. I like to do it the day before, let it set overnight. So I made it the night before, took it to the potluck at lunch yesterday.
So the apple and the raisin do not get cooked?
No, and that's just a garnish on top. That was not part of her recipe. That is, nuts, apple, and raisins are what the Americans have used, and I don't know whether other cultures do that much or not that use curry, but there's like the condiments that you sprinkle on top of anything. It was actually peanuts, raisins, apple, and coconut are the 4 things that you can easily garnish, and it helps to cut down on the spike. And another thing that will help to cut down on the spike is that homemade sour cream recipe that I do. If you want to cool it down, because I always used to use yogurt, or you could use a, this is just a tip for if you've gotten it too hot and you're serving it to somebody that one person in the family doesn't want the heat. Soy or any of your alternative yogurts could be used on it also to mellow it. So anyway, that was a keeper for me, and boy, is it easy.
So you put it on top of rice, but not as a dish? Everybody had the rice separate, and they took the rice they wanted?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way we served it. Because some people like it straight, or, you know, you could put it on any kind of a grain that you wanted it over. Quinoa, it would be wonderful over quinoa the same way.
So after you saute your onions, you just add the rest of everything up through the soy sauce, the curry, and just mix it to heat?
Right.
And then you take it off the stove and let it sit.
Yeah.
Are you ready to use it? Okay.
Or you can let it simmer a few minutes if you want. You know, just do, and if you're cooking your beans from scratch, you know, from dried beans, you can use part of that to. I get them to the doneness I like, but sometimes they'll cook a little bit more in it. It depends on the acid level of, I think, what you've got in there for seasoning. So always get your beans to the doneness you want before you start adding other things to it, or you may end up with hardened, like I did a couple of times.
And you served it warm?
I did. But I think it would be wonderful, especially in the summertime cold also, just over greens. You could stack your greens underneath, your salad greens underneath, then your rice, and then your curried chickpea, and on top of it, and that could be hot or cold, either way.
Okay.
Or room temperature. When I say cold, I really like to have it out of the refrigerator and just the chill taken off of it, so it's, I don't know, I think the flavors show up more than when ice cold.
And it's so nice that we don't have to worry about, you know, going out. I notice when we go out for dinner, if I have something to take home, I don't have to worry about it spoiling or turning bad in the car compared to when others are taking meat home.
You're exactly right. Even the sour cream that I make, there's nothing in there that's going, I haven't had a mold yet. And they said it keeps for, what they say originally, it was like 3 to 4 or 4 to 5 days. Man, I've had it in there for 3 weeks. And all it does is separate a little bit, and you stir it back in. So
I'm not saying
I love the holding power of the food.
Mm-hmm.
I like variety, and I like to have multiple things in there to pull from to throw together.
Yeah.
But Denny's finally understanding why I need another refrigerator.
Can you give us that recipe for sour cream?
Pardon?
Can you give us the recipe real quick for sour cream?
Okay, you talk, Nancy. Let me go look and see.
I wasn't saying that we don't need refrigeration because one time we were out with a cousin of mine at a restaurant, and they are very small eaters, and they were taking their food from the restaurant and driving, and this was in the middle of the summer, driving home a 2-hour drive with no refrigeration and no cooler in their car. And Marty and I looked at it, even Marty knew this is not something we would do in the summer with animal products. And they did. You know, whereas if I had my dinner, I could drive for 5 hours in the car in the middle of the summer and not really be concerned that what I'm taking is something is dangerous for me to eat. So that's another good reason for eating the way we are.
Yeah, well, Char's looking for that other recipe. What came after the Dijon mustard?
2 to 3 tablespoons of honey.
Honey, okay.
Did you get the soy sauce also?
Yes, I got
that. Okay, so just the honey? You know, I'll run through it once quickly so that everybody has it. 1 sweet onion, whatever kind you're going to use, chopped and sautéed, and I guess you sauté in a little bit of water. 2 cans of chickpeas, rinsed, or if you're making them raw, 3 to 4 cups, and you know, it's not rocket science. You can do as many as you want. 1 can, 15 ounces of tomatoes, or you can use fresh ones, chopped up. 1/3 cup of Dijon mustard. 2 to 3 tablespoons of honey, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, low sodium, 1 tablespoon of a spicy curry powder, or 2 to 3 tablespoons of regular curry, and do it to taste. It can get pretty tangy. So you just simmer that all together for a few minutes, and if you want, you can serve it immediately, let it sit overnight, whatever you want to do with it, and next day you can either eat it warm or cold. You can chop up a small onion on it, a few golden raisins. You can use some of the yogurt on top, and you can use pine nuts, peanuts, coconut, and you can serve it over greens, rice, quinoa, pasta, anything you want. Sounds like a good one to me, too.
An apple, not an onion?
I'm sorry?
Didn't she say to chop an apple, not an onion, for the top?
The very first thing she said was a white, sweet onion.
Right, but for the garnish, didn't she?
Garnish is, she takes a small, really small apple and chops it up and
right.
Uses that as a garnish.
I thought you said onion.
Oh, I'm sorry if I did. The garnish is a small apple chop, a few golden raisins, peanuts, coconut, yogurt, whatever you want to garnish with. And you know what? If you're having it with whoever, you can put all those out and let them choose. Of course, the apple will turn brown if you don't do something with it.
Here's the sour cream, finally. And at the same time as the Caesar salad dressing. Now, I'm going to repeat this. But I want to get everybody in there in the computer just in case you haven't got your email to me. Send it to DennyShar@comcast.com. I know we're running two lists, so you guys...
Comcast.com?
.net, I'm sorry. Comcast.net. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Welcome.
The Mary Lou sends them out to you. Just delete them, because I'll put in the subject line, repeat, but... New people are coming in all the time and wanting these, so that's why I'm doing it again. Anyway, sour cream is, first of all, the very first thing I do is take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C tablet. Ascorbic acid does not, I don't use sustained, I just use a drugstore variety.
That's a chewable, right, Sean?
Not chewable, no.
Oh, it's not a chewable?
Not chewable. Ascorbic acid, 2,000 milligrams. Mine happen to be 1,000 milligram tablets, so I use two, but make up whatever it takes to make up 2,000 milligrams. Crush it a little bit so it's not in, you know, a big... Or take it out of the gel cap if it's in a gel cap. Okay, the rest of the recipe, what you load into... Now, I've got a magic bullet, and it will go in the large cup of the magic bullet. 110.5-ounce package of reduced fat, and I don't always have the reduced fat. I just say 110.5-ounce of the extra firm or firm silken, S-I-L-K-E-N. Very important. Not the tofu that requires refrigeration. Silken tofu, firm or extra firm. And if your package is a little bit bigger, just adjust it a hair over on the rest of the ingredients, because my package was a 12-ounce package. I'm not going to hang out with an extra ounce and a half in the refrigerator, okay? 1.5 tablespoons of lemon juice. I always use fresh. There's a difference in the flavor. 1 teaspoon of honey. I use about 3/4 of a teaspoon. The recipe calls for a full teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of dry mustard, and 1/8 teaspoon of white pepper. I had to substitute black because they didn't have white, and it still worked, but the white obviously looks better, so, and I think it's a little milder than the black. Okay, that's it. Turn the blender on and let it go. Now, there's a couple of other options, or 2 or 3 other options that you can add in, and this would be the proportions. I've never done it because I like it just the way it is. The optionals are 1/2 teaspoon of granular garlic.
What do you mean, granular garlic?
Well, instead of the powder, you get in the seasonings, it's a little, it's like, not like salt, not quite as heavy as salt.
Never seen it.
Granular garlic or 1/2 teaspoon of granular onion. It doesn't tend to cake, will mix easier in there. It shakes out, in other words, powder does not shake out very well. The difference between cinnamon texture and salt is about the difference between powder and granular on those two items.
I've never seen it.
Okay, well, it's probably, it's as common here as it is in the powdered form, where the powder is like cinnamon.
Yeah.
No texture to it at all.
Right.
That's a little texture, okay. So those two and or, not these are or. I wouldn't put all of them in at the same time. Dash of Old World seasoning. And that comes from, well, they've got a one that, Penzeys, P-E-N-Z-E-Y-S. And that, you can go to there. If you want to look for additional spices, Penzeys, spice, are probably Jeannie's favorite line of spices, and you can find them in a lot of the larger cities have Penzeys stores where they just sell the spices and herbs. Or the other optional is more vitamin C for more tartness. So check the tartness if you want it tartar. You know, put an extra half a tablet in crushed, and it'll take you maybe a minute at the most in the blender to blend it, and I store it right in the cup that I mix it in, so.
How long will this last?
Well, I think it said on here, keep refrigerated, keeps well for about 1 week in the refrigerator. As I said, I know I've had it in there for 3 weeks. So, and that's going to depend on the circulation in your refrigerator, temperature, and so forth. But I've not had it go bad. It just will separate and get watery.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to just run down the ingredients again, please?
Certainly. One package. Now, this tofu you find setting in most stores on the shelf, not in the refrigerated section. Once in a while, it's in a cardboard carton instead of a tub. And there's a difference between the tofu that needs to be refrigerated and the one that doesn't. Once in a while, I've seen it in the store in the refrigerated section just because they want it with the other tofu.
Or they don't know any better.
Or they don't know any better. They're not reading the label. It does not have to be refrigerated. That's one thing I like about it. It's not a replacement. Those two are not interchangeable for the most part in recipes. When it says soaking, you want to make sure you get soaking tofu. The texture is almost like Jell-O compared to regular. It looks more like it's been put together with gelatin. That's me to think it looks clear like Jell-O.
What was the weight of that?
It said in here 10.5 ounce. I've never used a 10.5 ounce package because I have not had any 10.5 ounce packages. I think mine are 12 ounce packages. So it comes out the same. So if you want to, you know, round the spoon a little, you could do that to get it exact. This is not an exact science, guys. I've gotten more freedom in cooking this way than I ever had in anything I've ever done before. So anyway.
So does tofu have soy in it?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Soybean. Fermented soybean has a different effect on the body than regular soybean. And if you're going to do anything in soy, do, well, I should say it that way. I use more of the fermented and much less of regular soy. Okay? The Japanese tend to use, the Asians tend to use the fermented soy much more than they do any other soy. And if you're talking, if you're looking at positive and negative, most of the negative has come out on other soy that's overprocessed in this country or not, that are is GMO, genetically altered, all of those kinds of things. So when I talk about that, I try and separate the two so people understand. Don't get them mixed up because regular soy and some of the stuff they've done to soy has not be very helpful. And it, as long as you're not doing it three times a day, or maybe even every day, most people do not have a problem with that.
Just a little aside, if you, and I'm looking for it as we're talking, Maddie asked that because people who are dealing with breast cancer, soy is a challenge. And I remember the chiropractor mentioned, I believe it was fermented or was it boiled soy is okay for people who have had or are dealing with cancer, and I'm not finding it right now. Does anybody remember what I said about that?
Oh, well, that's what I've seen, but I'd rather have you quote it, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm looking through my notes, and it hasn't. I thought I had highlighted it at one point because we talked about it a couple of times.
Oh, I only got to the first ingredient, so I'll run through this.
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. 1.5 tablespoons of lemon juice after the soaking tofu, 1 teaspoon of honey, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of mustard, one of each.
Dry mustard.
Dry mustard, yes. Dry mustard, thank you. And 1/8 teaspoon of white pepper. And then the ingredient that I gave first was 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, in parentheses, ascorbic acid, either tablet or removed from the gel cap if it's in a gel cap. So in my spice cupboard is, guess what? Vitamin C, ascorbic acid.
Do you use the powdered ester C?
Well, I didn't happen to have it. No, I just used
It would be all right to use that?
Pardon?
It would be all right to use the powdered ester C?
Yeah, I just don't know how much makes up 2,000 milligrams. If you know that, that would be fine because that's the tartness you want in the basic recipe. So.
That's the purpose of it, to make it tart?
Yes. It gives it the sour taste.
Huh.
See, it's what gives it the sour taste. Without that and the lemon juice, it's a combination of those two are what give it the sour cream flavor.
Does that work well in a dip?
Oh, it works well in anything. I use it to cook mushroom stroganoff, and I'll use it. I'm going to try it in a couple of baked items. I haven't tried it in anything baked yet. But it really has a very similar texture to sour cream. Sour cream gets a little bit watery sometimes, too.
Right.
Well, this gets a little bit watery, too. So, you know, not a big deal.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Patty, I will continue looking for that, and if and when I find it, I will shoot you an email. Hopefully you'll check your emails while you're going, or when you get back at least.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to read you this little thing that Ornish says about soy. Some of the soy, if you'd like to hear it.
Go ahead.
Including tofu, hemp, soy milk, and edamame. Soy foods are rich in photoestrogens, which help prevent breast cancer and prostate cancer. They also reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. They are rich in protein, niacin, folate, calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, potassium, zinc, and low in saturated fats. That's all it says.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be...
The bad thing about the soy is when it's fractionated and it's put into a lot of these foods that they're manufacturing, in other words, we would call them, or let's say McDougall would call them fake foods. When you process these foods to the hilt and you've got no real food left in them, guess what you've got? You've got fake foods. So that's what's happened to an awful lot of the soy foods, and how they are doing their research and their studies on these things can be doing, you know, using those kinds of foods to do it with. So when we hear these things, we have to go deeper for the research sometimes. And I do trust the people that have spent their lives working in this area and doing it. So, you know, I don't want to contradict what the doctor tells anybody ever. But, you know, we can also do our own homework.
And it's not something that we need, that we have to have in our diet.
That's exactly right.
It's just a choice. And I'm still not coming up. I thought it was on the left page of his notebook, and I'm still not jumping out at me yet. Anyway, anyone else have any? We are, oh, boy. I don't believe what time it is, but here we are again. Anyone have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns before we call it a day on the call?
Oh, this is Mary Lou. Let me ask you one question. I went over that twice, but on the type of that tofu that she buys, she said it was not generally in the refrigerator, but what was the name? Silken or something? What'd she say?
Okay, Silken, S like Sam, I-L-K-E-N, is the type of tofu. There's different brands. It's either Nori or Mori. I think it's Mori is the brand that I see most common around here. So Silken is not a brand, it's a form of tofu. The way they have packaged it does not need to be refrigerated and has a smoother texture.
Okay. I wasn't hearing with the speakerphone just exactly what you said on that Silken, so that's it. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Now, it's interesting, and I just turned to a page that has a sour cream recipe with a package of Silken tofu. And it says Nori tofu does not need refrigeration, but it says rinse and drain, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of sugar, and a pinch of salt, and you just process that until firm, until smooth. So it's a little bit of a little different twist on the other sour cream recipe.
It's leaving out a couple of things. I've
right.
several others. And
yeah, this is from probably August of 07, so it's a year ago, and it's kind of refined maybe.
Yes. This came from a chef.
Uh-huh.
That's why they passed out samples and everybody was ooing and aahing about.
I don't have who this came from, but it was just one that I picked up on these calls. Anyone have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Just excellent for information, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. These calls are nothing without everybody out there participating and giving us feedback and recipes and testimonials and asking the questions that need to be asked. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow. Brenda will be here, and thanks so much for all your participation and help. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.